Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Dave Morenci. I'm on the Grid Series XM channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We're also throwing it down on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll welcome our AM radio affiliates in a couple of moments. Countdown is on. Monday Night Football, Week 1 of the National Football League concludes this evening in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, a city that me and Cam know very well. And this will be the first time that they've had fans inside the stadium for a regular season game. They didn't have fans last year. They did have fans in the preseason so far, but play should be off the hook tonight, and the underdogs have been barking and biting and gouging and maiming all weekend long in the National Football League. Let's do this thing. How you doing, Cam?
I'm doing good, Moritz. You know, you're absolutely right, and that's the thing. Like, stick to the underdog plan, and you talked to me about it before, and I've been instituting the plan. You got to put in the points, but the money lines, too. Like, take a look at these teams, right? Arizona, win, dog, money line. They win, and these are big money lines, some of them too, like Pittsburgh beating Buffalo. That was tough for both of us there with parlays, but you said it, man. Underdogs so far have been fantastic, and we look at veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers struggling out of the gate. That's the NFL. Every week, you know, week one, there's going to be a survivor that absolutely gets pummeled, a team that absolutely looks brutal, but this where it comes is week two. Overreactions. We'll see what we'll do. I know on the script you sent me, we're going to look at the week two lines, and I already made a couple bets, Morenci, because I think people are going to read too much into week one, just like in college, and we'll come back with inflated lines.
Underdogs went 11-4. 11-4 against the spread yesterday. And underdogs have gone 11-4. There's been a push, tied for the most covers by underdogs in week one of the Super Bowl era. If Las Vegas covers tonight, it would make it 12 underdog covers, and it would be the most ever in the history of betting, the Super Bowl era. So in the Super Bowl era, we've never had 12 underdogs cover in week one. I don't know if I like that or not, because I am on the underdog here this evening. And, you know, as you stated, I pulled a trigger last night on the New England Patriots, so we'll get you the updated numbers for week two. But it was on Thursday, Cam, and I've learned my lessons. These numbers are sharp, and you're not always going to be right when you try to predict which way a line is going to go. But it was like 4.5, 5, and the Gus Edwards injury hit, and literally within like 10 seconds, I said, you know what? This number's got to come down, man. It's got to come down. I've got to get in on this now, and I'm going to buy the point now, and I'm going to get it to 6. And so I don't want, and here's proof of the tweet from Thursday, September the 9th. For the record, I already love the Raiders on Monday. That was before the Gus Edwards injury. I just took Vegas plus 6 minus 138. The number will be 3 or 3.5 at kickoff, and here we are now, Cam, 3.5 at the kickoff. So when I say, well, I've already got 6, I don't want to sound like one, you know, some jackass handicapper that's always, you know, everybody's always got the best number, right? Well, I got it earlier in the week when it was plus 9. But I really did. I really knew this number was going to move. So I pulled the trigger. So I already have the Raiders in my back pocket right now at plus 6 points. So we'll break it down. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Dave Morenci. We're kicking it with Cam Stewart. Countdown is on Monday Night Football. Baltimore Ravens lay 3.5 points in Las Vegas. And we all know about the well, I don't know. We don't all know because some of you were morons that didn't cash in on the Baltimore Ravens every week in the preseason. But, you know, some of us know that the Ravens have won 20 consecutive preseason football games. They're pretty good in week one as well, Ken. The Ravens, this is unbelievable. They've won 3 straight season openers by 30-plus points. They've won 4 straight season openers by 20-plus points. They've scored 38-plus points in 3 straight season openers, all longest streaks and records in the National Football League. And I'm hoping to hear a Joe Namath from you right now. And I want you to tell me you could care less that they've won their last 3 by 38 points.
Couldn't care less about the team struggling. You're right. No, actually succeeding in the preseason. But I will say
I can care less if they succeeded.
Yeah, succeed. Yes, I'm Joe Namath. That quality prescription. Say, hey, listen, here's the deal, Marenzi. I'm going to tell you, this game's tough. You talk about the number, and I'm not going to come on. And I had strong opinions on games yesterday when we did the show in-game live before you and Holden, like taking the Saints against Green Bay and stuff. I'm not going to tell you. I'm very confident with the Raiders. I want to bet them in this game. And if you have 6, I like that number. I'm going to be honest with you. At 3.5, that number's a little bit light. And that is a key number. 3, 3.5, 4. These games end there a lot. That is key. So I'm saying having 6 in your back pocket, don't worry about anything else you want to do with this game. I have a lean to the under, but I don't really love it as well. So it's just one of these games. It's just because it's a Monday nighter. I tell you, I'm still betting baseball. Blue Jays are winning. Yankees came back and won today, down 5. It's a good sport to bet. Whatever I like on the board, I don't care if it's just football, and we have to learn that. Just because it's football, we're going to go absolutely nuts. Well, just, you know, you don't have to bet on – there's other things out there too. Bet what works for you. Bet what makes you money. Bet what you like, right? But I found the units already went up, Marenzi, and it's week one. A lot of clicking.
Yeah, you know what? You don't want to abandon baseball, and I thought about that yesterday, actually, when I was on the air.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
And I'm betting football. And I look over and I see Max Scherzer, the Dodgers, winning 8-0. I'm like,
exactly. Like, exactly. That's why I'm not abandoning
the show. I'm betting on the Green Bay Packers. And I'm a Dodger fan. I'm like, why don't I have money on the Dodgers? Because it's like freaking football. Correct. Hosted a football show. It was bothering me, Cam. I kept looking at the Dodgers score. I'm like, God, I'm an idiot. I didn't get in on this. All right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football, the Raiders and the Ravens throwing it down. And Cam was saying earlier, and I do agree with him, he is correct. You know, listen, it's a marathon. We talked about it last week. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. There's going to be thousands of games to bet on in the national, you know, football, college football, and sides, totals, props. There's thousands of options. So you don't want to force things because it's Monday Night Football. Thursday Night Football is even worse because Thursday Night Football is always a terrible game. And
you're right.
We end up forcing it. It's like, God, they're bad teams playing. Or the, you know, the Tuesday night Maction, et cetera. You know, we can all get carried away. Ooh, football, football. The units get bigger, and then the thought process and the sanity goes out the window. I totally get it. But I will say, this game I had circled right away. Like, when I looked at week one, it was almost like the first thing that jumped off the page at me. I'm like, oh, dear God, this is perfect. Like, everyone thinks the Raiders suck. You know, Baltimore this, Baltimore that. Monday night home dogs, guys, in week one. It's historic, and I didn't even need to know the database from Mark Lawrence's playbook to know this. If you think back, Cam, I don't know if you remember. Remember I talked about the coach, Tom Sula, the guy that looked like everyone's mom dates after the divorce for the first time in the 70s and 80s with the mustache. He just looks like the guy that's mom's new boyfriend.
I know, Tim, the kids are like, really? You brought home this guy? He's fat, he's sweaty, he's wearing a bad coat, you know, bad flowers at the door.
Yeah, Tom Sula.
He's the best.
So remember, Tom Sula was the terrible coach, right? The 49ers went 2-14 that year. One of those wins, they beat the Minnesota Vikings, Cam, on Monday Night Football. In San Francisco. That was the year the Vikings went to the NFC Conference Championship game. They lost the opening game on the road, Monday Night Football. If we go back, guys, to 1980, all right, we're not going to go all the way back to 1970 and stuff, those, you know, whatever. But going back to 1980, home dogs on Monday Night Football have covered 67% of the time. So basically, guys, so Monday Night Football, first game of the year, if the home team is getting points, they are 38-19 against the spread. 38-19. Now, the favorite is 32-26 straight up. So the favorite has won six more times, but it goes to show, Cam, the favorites have barely won. So what is that, 32-26? So we're talking about 58 games, Cam. 58 games, Monday Night Football, first week, first Monday Night Football game of the year. The favorite on the road has only won six more times out of 58 games. Goes to show, like we talked about earlier, like the Raiders, if you're taking the Raiders, you got to sprinkle on the money line. So I already have it at plus six. I need to take them on the money line. Although, I believe, Cam, the Raiders are sort of like, they'll play well, but they'll screw it up in the end. I don't know if they'll win.
Exactly.
I mean?
Well, that's
they'll lose by a field goal or something.
You're right.
Like they'll play well, but they'll screw it up in the end.
This is the thing. It's a system. So if we're going to do it, we do it. But I do agree. The Raiders are one of those teams that just find heartbreaking ways to lose at the end of the game. If you have 6 points, that's a really nice cushion because I think Baltimore going into Allegiant Stadium here. This is also a very. If you look at those statistics, think about what the Raiders have going for them. They haven't played their opening stadium, wild fans to begin with, Vegas, new location. There's a lot of extras that are in the pros column instead of the cons when you're talking about the Raiders. I think Carr is more than a serviceable quarterback. I love their running game with Jacobs. The question is, what will the Raiders do to contain Lamar Jackson in that offense? I'll tell you one thing. The receivers aren't very scary. All they got is Andrews and Hollywood Brown. Other than that, it's not a problem. Gabe, I agree. We've taken these home dogs before. I love home dogs. And almost like you blindly bet them. But the Raiders also have extras and intangibles working in their favor tonight. That's why I have to take the points. I do have a money line parlay with some favorites with Baltimore that I'm going to try to do what you did and try to have a middle job and hit it both ways here tonight. That's what I got to do. I think the Raiders can cover. I'm expecting a game between 1 and 4 points, though. I think the number's very, very sharp.
I think there's going to be some points in this game tonight, Cam. I think there's going to be some more points. Like you said, you look at the Baltimore Ravens offense, and on paper, there's really not much to it. It's like, all right, they've got a tight end that's okay. I think Andrews is overrated, personally. People talk about him. He's not George Kittle. He's not Travis Kelce, but people act like he is. I've never seen it before.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's okay, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's not his fault. He doesn't have a great quarterback throwing him the ball. And I have nothing against Lamar, but Lamar's not a good pocket. You know what I mean? He's not a great thrower. they're limited with Lamar. Like, basically, Lamar can throw the ball, but there's, like, guys like yesterday, like Andy Dalton, did not attempt one pass longer than 15 yards. Like, what are you going to do? Like,
I got to give Dalton credit, though. He got at the ball pretty quick last night.
I know, but Cam, Fitz is deceptive, though. So, oh, look, he did it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you wasted your time. So, yeah, his stats look good. Dalton actually played well.
Yep.
He did what you asked him to do. But you're not going to win in the NFL, Cam, if you play four quarters of football and not once does a football fly more than 15 yards.
That's why the Rams won.
That.
They beat them with big plays. Let's call it out for
not
what it is.
One
we watched that
play.
Game. Yes. No, you watched that game last night. The Bears dinked and dunked all their way up the field, and the Rams, for their big-time defense, really didn't stop. But when push came to shove, they stopped them in fourth down mode. What did Stafford do? Huge play to Van Jefferson at the start of the game. Massive. You said, stretch the field. They won with big plays. It's not like their defense was phenomenal last night, but you're right. In today's NFL, how did Kansas City come back against Cleveland? They didn't do it dinking and dunking the ball. Mahomes, bam, Kelsey, bam, 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 bam. Big plays all the time. You are correct. And we'll see. Lamar Jackson has big play ability, but I think David Carr's a little bit underrated too, Morency. I think he doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's a real warrior, and people like to take shots at this guy. I think he's a damn good quarterback.
You're right. David Carr never got a fair shake with the Houston Texans. Got beat up as the number one pick. I get confused too. Derek, David?
David. Derek? Oh, God help me.
Derek tonight.
It's Derek. Did I say David? Derek.
Just he smooth right.
I got to be honest with you, Marcy. Why couldn't their kids, why couldn't
Derek
you call him like
better.
Tom instead
no,
of
right.
D?
It shouldn't be the same name, Derek and Dave.
It's so close. Damn it.
Derek's much better. Derek
yes,
much
yes.
Better.
Yeah, I didn't say David. I said Derek, right?
Yeah,
you
dropped David. No, you said David Carr gets a bad rap. I'm like, no, David Carr sucks. Derek Carr does.
Oh, David Carr's horrible. Oh, Derek
Carr is good.
Yes.
I'm just, don't worry. Sorry. Last night, for some reason, I had a guest, too. He told me what a big old school Seahawks. And he goes, I've been a Seahawk fan. I used to be an Oiler fan, but he moved to the Pacific Northwest. And he said, since the Paul Holmgren days. I had to stop him. I said, what, you a Flyer fan as a kid too? Paul Holmgren. He goes, oh, sorry, Mike. Right?
Yeah, Mike Holmgren.
All the time.
Paul Holmgren, Philadelphia Flyers top guy.
Yeah, I'm like, Paul
unbelievable.
Holmgren, yeah, you a Flyer fan? It's funny, Cam, you know, in England and stuff, they have the, they'll have former NFL guys, their TV shows and panels.
Yeah.
David Carr is on like Sky Sports or something. It's funny. They introduce him. Super Bowl winning quarterback, David Carr. I'm thinking, what do you mean Super Bowl winning quarterback? What are they talking about? He was on the Giants. He was a backup
Giants.
On the Giants. He's got a ring.
Yes, he was.
they shouldn't sell him like that as a Super Bowl winning
quarterback.
No, they shouldn't. Like it says, David Carr, Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Former New York Giant.
It's like, dude, you didn't play in the Super Bowl. I'm not taking it away. Hell of a career.
Yeah.
And David Carr was good. Fresno, good. They're both good. But Derek's good. So let me ask you the real question here. Am I crazy? Does it look like Derek Carr wears like eyeliner, or is that just a thing?
Yes, he does. I'll be the first guy to tell you, Derek Carr is in a goth band. When
he does
not. Yes, yes,
he
yes,
says,
yes.
I swear to God, but people are not.
Come on
now, bro. You.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Must do this little thing before the game, right? Around your
no,
eyes.
Guys do it there. Derek Carr does it on his eyelashes. Like, he looks like he's in a glam rock band. Oh, no, and
so
you know
you
what? I'll defend you on that. Big
he
time.
Says no. He says no. He
I disagree.
Offended. He goes, no, I've heard that a million times. He goes, it's just, you know, the light or something. He goes, I do.
He's
not
a liar.
Wear makeup.
Liar. You're a liar.
It really looks. He looks like he's in Chemical Romance or something, huh?
I agree. It's excellent call. That's the band.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Countdown to kickoff is on Monday Night Football. Derek Carr says he does not wear eyeliner. When asked about it, quote, the Lord bless me with great eyelashes. You know, I got to be honest. I think he does, too.
Like, I agree.
It's just my, like, I want to see a picture of him. We're going to get to the pics here, but this is bothering me now. I want to see a picture of him, Cam, like at a barbecue. I want to see a picture of him at a basketball game. I got to see. But you're right. I'm thinking about it now, Cam. He's like a vampire, this guy. I've never seen Derek Carr anywhere other than a football field. So he doesn't exist.
And another thing,
look how pale he is, too. He's
exactly
from California. He's purposely pale. You have eyeliner. Just come out and say, I'm a big goth emo guy. Hey, I'm just a tribute to whatever. Hey, I like it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a
here's
tribute,
the deal.
You know, something. I don't know. I don't buy that it's your eyelashes. I can't. I don't buy it. Hey, look at him.
Listen.
I got to see a picture of him off the field.
If he was going to be in a movie and they were looking for a vampire, you don't know. Like, he's straight out of Central Casting. I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised if he had fangs. Like, if I looked at a guy who wants to be a vampire, it's David Carr. Like, he just looks like a vampire. I agree with you 100%. Like, if he had some sharp teeth, I'd go, wow, this is my guy. But anyway, I think he's a pretty good quarterback, though. Eyeliner,
you know what?
Or not.
I'm seeing him here in an interview where he's talking about it, and he doesn't appear. That's why I think it's like a game thing. Like, I don't think the guy's walking around. That's why I'm saying. It's like, bro, you look kind of normal. You look normal here, but then on the field, suddenly you look all whacked out. And it even goes with the Raider thing. Just say, hey, I put black because of the Raiders or something.
Yar, I'm a pirate.
Let's bring in some.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know what's going on, but I got a hotel casino across the street from me. And earlier in the day, there were like helicopters hovering and there were like army police and SUVs. And I'm like, who the hell is here? Very, very high ranking official. Then I realized it's just Carmine's detail. It's Carmine's boys protecting him as he rolls in. Carmine Bianca, man, he can't ride alone. He's look at this guy. When you're as rich as Carmine, successful as Carmine, you need security, baby. What's up, Carmine?
Yeah,
Carmine.
No eyeliner, and these are my original eyebrows, guys. So that's all I gotta say. But,
I don't have any, Carmine. You could have eyebrows for both of us, buddy. Mine are transparent.
I'm with Cam on the whole Derek Carr eyeliner thing. It does look like it. And he is a Vegas guy now, right? So it's the whole superficial Vegas thing. You never know.
See, here's Brandon in St. Louis. He goes, he absolutely wears eyeliner.
Definitely. It's not even debatable. You can't have eyelash. Like, I know guys, like, look at Carmine. Carmine has a beautiful head, nice and shiny and perfect. His eyebrows are dark, but they're not even the same hemisphere as David Carr's. They're like jet black. Nobody, come on, man. What, you think we're stupid? No, it's eyeliner for fun. He's lying to us.
Well, I'm taking eyeliner boy tonight.
I got no problem. Yeah, he's glam rock.
I'm taking
the number.
Yeah. Hey, Emo. That's his new nickname. Hey, Emo. Come here. Hey, Emo. Come here.
Right.
I want you to roll out to the right next time, Emo. That's what I'm going to call him from now, Emo.
That's great.
That's like, imagine too, like, they should make all the play calls like that. Like, instead of like, hey, I like my Chemical Romance myself. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not wearing eyeliner, but I like them. So Cam, instead of Carmine, instead of like Omaha, you know, like all the play calls, it should be like
Bowie.
My Black Parade, Helena. Just start dropping different Chemical Romance songs. That's my favorite part of college football, and I saw it the other day as well. I just love the play calling with the signs. It's like, listen, our kids are too stupid that we can't tell them like 88 jet sweep 17 left, right? Just tell them Beyonce's ass. Like, you know what I mean? You know, show up Beyonce.
Excellent play.
Beyonce's booty in the shot, and that means we're running the ball. Right? So you tell the kids, listen, when we show you Beyonce, it means Smash Mouth. All right? When we show you Britney Spears, it means we're going deep. You got to relate to these kids nowadays, Carmine.
Yeah, running wide on that Beyonce one, but yeah, you're right.
Carmine. Wide load. Yeah, here comes Carmine. See, he's all but rested from his weekend in Niagara Falls, feeling good.
Yes, I loved it, man. 4 days in the falls. You know, quickly, Cam, I've never gone behind the journey behind the falls. This was the first time. It was actually great.
Journey behind the falls? What do you mean?
Where you actually can actually go through a tunnel behind the falls.
Oh, no, really? Huh? No. I've been at Niagara Falls, New York, and almost got shanked. But no, I've never been behind the falls, Carmen. Yeah. Sounds
I'm not going to no tunnels and no falls. I'm not even going to that. Did you do the maid and the miss thing?
No, I
really funny. Down on the Maid of the Mist boat tour. I'd really like you. It's a nice afternoon out. I get the mist.
Have you done the Maid of the Mist? Yeah,
of course I have.
You done it?
I did it like maybe 20 years ago. But Gabe, you know the funny thing is, I watch the boats as they go out, and the Canadian one has about maybe 30 people with the red ponchos that are going out, and then I see the American one, and there's probably about 150 people with the blue ponchos. On and nobody's wearing a mask. There's a complete difference between Canada and the U.S. as far as those Maid of the Mist things out there.
I have a bad, I have bad memories of Niagara Falls. Like I was engaged, and it was in Niagara Falls, right? So now I think of Niagara Falls and the mist and all that type of stuff. I'm like, yeah, it's a pile of crap.
That's funny. It's funny you mentioned that, Gabe. I have an ex in the area too. It's never really done well for me. I'm so happy about like Fort Erie, Welland.
And I was going to say the same thing.
Misery.
Same thing. We talk about it, but I've never really, nothing's ever good happening to me around there. Like, to be honest. Look, Sunday at the Bills game, remember? Like, you know, like,
good whatever. Point.
Nothing's ever really good happened to me in Western New York or Niagara Falls.
Like, it's very true.
It's when the judge told me, do you think you can refrain from urinating at our town for 6 months? And I said, yeah, because I was thinking I'm never coming back. So yeah,
exactly. I'll urinate here.
Sir. That's what he told me. Do you think you can refrain from urinating in our city for the next 6 months? Yes, sir. All right, Carmine.
I'll give you credit, Morency, for one thing, though, because when I check out the when I do my updates, I always look at the next day's sporting calendar, and you were smart to get Carmine because we're going to talk football, but I realize that Champions League
is
tomorrow. Exactly. I was looking going, ooh, Champions League's back, and we know Carmine, he's a real soccer maven, so good call. Double-edged sword, football and soccer.
Okay, Carmine, Monday Night Football tonight.
You got a protest outside your door, right? I can hear that loud and clear.
I don't know. I told you. There's like cops everywhere. I don't know. There's something about you. I think they're coming for me. That's what's going on. The angry mob is finally coming for Morency. Carmine. It's getting louder, too. They're really coming.
They're really angry, too. Is Trudeau in town? You tell me.
I don't know.
Something big's happening.
I think they're anti whatever, anti vaccine, maskers, whatever. You know what?
Yeah, that's happening in downtown Toronto today.
Shut up and die! There you go. I'm telling them to shut up and die. Try to do a sports show here.
Exactly.
All right. So, Carmine, what do you got for us tonight? Yeah, Monday Night Football. Raiders.
Monday Night Football. A couple props I'm going to go with since we mentioned Derek Carr. I'm going to go with the Derek Carr. If you're of the mindset that the Ravens are going to win this game, then you're also of the mindset that the Raiders are going to be playing catch up pretty much most of the game. So Derek Carr over 260 passing yards at FanDuel is a pretty good one to take. Another one at FanDuel that I really like is number one running back now for Baltimore, Tyson Williams, anytime TD plus 165. That's a great price because at if you look at some other books, and you really shouldn't, but if you look at some other, it ranges from like minus 110 to like plus 110 on him to get a TD at any point in that game. So an anytime TD plus 165, FanDuel is a pretty good price. Game-wise, Cam, Ravens, first half minus 3 or minus 160 on the money line. Last season, the Ravens had the lead in, 12 of 16 games at halftime during the regular season. So,
that interesting minus 160, number.
Yeah, they fast get off starters. To a, they get out there, they get off to a fast start. You know, the losses were to some very tough teams. I think Tennessee, Kansas City, you're not going to have the lead many times against KC. So, you can sort of expect those ones, but 12-4 is a pretty good number to have a lead at halftime.
We talk about the total off the top here, Carmine, a bit, and talk about them being strong starters. Won three straight season openers by 30-plus points. So if you're winning by 30-plus points, then you're scoring points coming out of the gate. I do think there's going to be points on the field. I think that in the big picture, Baltimore are still Baltimore, and they're beatable in the playoffs because they're very one-dimensional. But in the regular season, I think Lamar will just, like, run around and do whatever he has to do. And I don't think the Raiders have any hope in hell of stopping it. And now, conversely, though, I think we got to bring this up, guys. So, Peters is out. So, they're down a defensive back tonight. Not to mention, too, forget about all the running backs being out, but they traded Orlando Brown to the Kansas City Chiefs because they're stupid and they're smoking that Baltimore crack, evidently. So they want to help out the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know why they did that. Like the Ravens, there's a couple of spots here. Like they're not, I think they're a little vulnerable, man. I think it's going to be a track meet, guys. They're going to trade points and whoever has the ball last wins type of game. More with Carmine and Cam on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Game time decisions. I am Gabe Morency. We're kicking it. Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Carmine Bianco from Wager Talk in the house with us. All right, so I want to get into some baseball as well. We'll get back to the Monday Night Football game and share our ticket and our plans for this evening. But just to recap right now, so Carmine, before we move on to some baseball and some soccer, final picks for this game. So Baltimore, you're going to take side total and then recap the prop for people that might just be joining us right now.
Yeah, Derek Carr over 260 and a half passing yards at FanDuel, and a great price on Baltimore's running back, Tyson Williams. Anytime TD, FanDuel's got him at plus 165, and he's like minus 110 to plus 110 across the board at other books. So you're getting a great price over at FanDuel.
All right. Let's get into the baseball. Cam, your Toronto Blue Jays. Killing it. And in fact, the Toronto Blue Jays killed it so much yesterday, they scored more runs than 13 NFL teams did points yesterday. 13! It's insane. 22 runs they put up 44 in the last three, 47 in the four. Now, it was against Baltimore. And to be honest, I don't care about putting up runs, but I'll give them credit. You know, they kept trailing. They got to, I don't know how Baltimore always gets these leads, but big series. Can they keep it rolling? Let's start off with you, Cam, tonight. Blue Jays race. I know you're on the Jays, but what's the what's the theory?
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's riding a hot team, and it was a really interesting thing. For people that don't know, this afternoon, the New York Yankees were down 5-0 to Minnesota and came back in that game. If you stayed up after the football game and watched that Mets-New York Yankees game, almost fights in the stands. It was very close to WWE with razor blades and chairs. Like, it got really interesting. I really wanted to see a brawl because there was anger and hate in the air in Flushing, New York. I'll tell you this, the Yankees found a way to get it done tonight. I'm not sure that the Mets are going to get it done. So St. Louis. As for the Blue Jays, Manoah's back on the hill. I like them against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, eventually, these guys are kind of, they're still a great baseball team, but the Blue Jays understand you got to keep on winning and winning. And Gabe, the pressure that they felt before, walk-off wins against Baltimore, down 5 runs, boom, home runs, you come back. You're down a couple runs again, boom. They came back in both doubleheaders, bottom of the seventh. You saw what they did last night. They're kind of playing with house money. I've been riding them. I'm not taking anything away from Tampa Bay. It's under 40 cents. Give me the Bluebirds.
Carl, what's your take on the Blue Jays Rays game?
Listen, I got to agree with them. First of all, yeah, the Jays scored more points, not only than a lot of NFL teams, more than my fantasy football team this past weekend. I got absolutely crushed unless Lamar puts up like 40, 50 points tonight. I'm pretty much...
Your fantasy football team scored less than 22 points?
22 points?
No, well, no. It was 50, 50. I'm talking about 50 runs, but...
Okay. You're talking about the series.
For the series. And before I get to the Blue Jays, a quick shout-out to one of the girls in our league, Karina. Her team absolutely crushed it this week, 135 points. But this thing, listen, he's right.
You're a better golfer than comedian, Carmine.
Manoah's 1-1 versus Tampa this year, but that one win came at home. They beat Tampa 7-1. He allowed no runs on three hits in seven innings. Yeah, I'm going to keep going.
See, Brett, he's cutting you, Carmine. You just keep on going right through.
Yeah.
No, but My Uber's on the way.
I'm going to soccer too.
Who do you like in the damn game?
The Jays. I told you, the Jays, -125.
That's it.
Give me the Jays and Manoah.
All right. I hate to do this. They gave me the Rays. Sorry.
Really? Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Those protesters are there to get you, man.
Yeah, can't be a team. No, not going to ride this out tonight with Manoah?
I look at this and I'm like, all right, you put up 1 million runs against Baltimore. You're due for a regression and you're playing against a good team now. And
that's fair.
Now suddenly it counts. The pressure's on tonight. Now it's real. It's nothing against the Blue Jays. And it's against Baltimore, Cam. They're like one of the worst teams in the history of baseball, bro.
They sure are.
You shouldn't be needing to come back against Baltimore.
No, but that's what Baltimore does. They take a lead and then you come back and mercifully, like you kill them in heartbreaking fashion. That's the way Baltimore is.
This isn't an anti Blue Jay play. And I was going to say, when the game starts, I won't even watch it, Ken. I won't pay attention to it. I won't watch it. I don't want to bat five Jays or anything.
They can score 20% of the runs that they scored yesterday, and it's enough to win tonight. The Jays 5-3 final.
You're the best, Carmine.
That's great.
I'll take it, Carmine.
It would be more dramatic if you could have said, they could score 80% less than they did yesterday and still win.
It's all numbers.
Yeah, spin it. Exactly. No, you know, listen, they're red hot. And they've won their last four. So Manoah, the Jays are 8-2. His line is weird. Manoah's last four starts, Cam, he's got no decisions, right? Mm-hmm. But the Jays have won his last four starts. They're 4-0.
Correct.
And they're 8-2 in the last 10 when he has started, Carmine. So we have to give him that. But for my angle is, it's, you see it all the time, man. Like when an NHL hockey team scores 12 goals, they get shut out the next night for the most part.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's got to be regression coming offensively. And the pressure is just different now. And I've seen this before for the Jays. We'll beat up on a bunch of bad teams. And now, hey. And listen, even if they only take one of three of this series, they're fine. The Jays have done great. As I'm stating, this has nothing negative to say about the Jays with me pulling the trigger on this bet. I am simply saying I'm not passing up the Tampa Bay Rays at plus 116.
No, I get it. But it's a failure if the Jays only win one of three games in this series. I know Tampa's 8-5 against the Jays this year, but we're going to face them six times this month. You've got to win four of those six games.
No, take three and three. Split it even. No. And
four and six is a success.
I think the Jays have Baltimore coming up again, right? Again. They get them again next week. Like on the weekend.
Everybody.
The Twins and the Orioles are coming up next.
Yes. Correct.
So like they can, it's not the end of the world. Dude, I didn't think they could catch him. Cam said last week they're breathing down the Yankees' neck. I'm like, they're 4.5 back, Cam, of the Yankees. Well, they beat them every day. And it has kept on winning. Can they keep it going? And as I stated, this is an anti-Blue Jay play. I nearly wore a Blue Jay jersey today. I nearly put the Blue Jay jersey on, Cam. I came that close.
But you did. You wore your Dodgers jersey. I know where your allegiance lies. That's fine. I don't mind.
I didn't want to wear the Blue Jay jersey, Cam. You know why? Because I knew I was
going to rush it.
I was like,
that's fair.
I can't sit here wearing a Blue Jay jersey.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You can make a great case for them. I want to get into Carmine's soccer picks, but just remember one thing, too. McHugh's a guy that comes out of the bull. A lot of Tampa guys do. I don't know how long he's going to go, but I'll tell you, this Blue Jay team right now, Gabe, and they know Tampa Bay is only going to go to these guys. They have a lot of experience against their guys. When Tampa Bay wins those games against other teams, it's because they haven't seen, this reliever and this reliever and this reliever. The Blue Jays know who these guys are. I'm saying, though, getting Tampa Bay at a plus is usually a very good thing. End of discussion.
All right. It's great having Carmine back.
Yeah, I know. Carmine,
he's quiet today. Carmine's way better.
Carmine's my Blue Jay guy. Yeah, it's like, now he's Homer 2, and I'm Homer 1.
Anything, can't believe we'll have Carmine on for the hockey season, but man, we're only like a month away from the start of the National Hockey League season. It's unbelievable. It's already hockey time almost. Anything else on the diamond tonight, Carmine, or you want to jump into the Champs League now? A little soccer talk.
Yeah, just quickly. I'm on St. Louis, minus 115, 11-3, yes, their last 14 road games, 11-3. And Wainwright got lit up in his last start, but in the six prior starts, five total runs allowed. So let's look for him to bounce back tonight at a good price.
I like the Cards. Looking at the under in this game, too. Cardinals.
Here's the thing, Morenci. This Yanks Mets game, I think it took a lot out of both teams.
Exactly.
And the Yankees found a way to come back. I'm just saying the Cards are in a good spot tonight. We'll see what happens. Great price on Wainwright.
The Mets bounce tonight off that big win. So yeah.
Maybe.
Exactly. That's my theory with Tampa. I'm betting against these teams are off a high this weekend.
Get down.
I'm the Black Parade. We're coming in. Party's over.
Yep. Yeah.
Party's over. All
sunshine.
Sorry, Blue Jay fans.
You're lightning, dark clouds, and eyeliner. Unacceptable.
Damn right. That's why I'm betting on the Raiders tonight. Nobody. Everyone's convinced. Said Dodgers are like 3-1 favorites tonight. All right, we'll get to more baseball later. So, Champs League, Carmine. Anything catch your eye? We got a full slate. There's a million games tomorrow. So. You know, we won't go game by game type of deal. But, Ronaldo's with Manchester United now. Young Boys versus Manchester United, Barcelona, Bayern Munich. Got some big-time matchups here. Malmo and Juventus. Who's Malmo?
Yeah, and this is where we'll start. I'll give you a couple of them that I like for tomorrow.
Malmo.
Juve and Malmo. On the weekend, this is funny, on Saturday, actually on Friday night and on Saturday morning, I posted a free play out there. And I said, listen, take Napoli plus 140 to beat Juventus. There's a slew of players that are out for Juventus that I was aware of that weren't made public as of yet. A couple of guys tweeted at me that I'm an idiot. Well, yeah, I am an idiot, but still, take Napoli plus 140, I told them. And Napoli won the game easily 2-1.
Easy win. They routed them.
Yeah. They routed them 2-1.
In soccer, that's a route.
They win is a win.
Convincing.
But this trip to Sweden, they get Paulo Dybala back, some of their scoring back in the lineup. But the team has defensive issues. They'll score, but they're going to get scored on, which makes the total a play. This is a one that I gave out as a free play. over at wagertalk.com. So over 2.75 in this game,
I like
as
that.
A total is one that I like. Another one is the Bayern Munich Barcelona game. And you got to look at players that were out. Munich are a very short price right now, minus 105 at FanDuel. Barcelona will be without Aguero, Brathwaite, Dembele, Fati, Roberto. They're already gone. Messi's already gone. He's at PSG. Griezmann's back at Atletico Madrid. Where's the goal? Where's the goal scoring going to come from with this Barcelona team? Bayern scoring two, and that's probably enough. So give me Bayern Munich at a very short price to win tomorrow.
What about Benfica? I was looking at Benfica. What do you think? You
got Benfica.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Their return to Champions League. There aren't many on the card, Cam, that I like tomorrow. Maybe the other one, I'm going to pass on that Benfica one. Maybe the other one is Villarreal and Atalanta to stay under the total. Villarreal shut down Man United in the in the Europa League final last year. So they can play teams that can score. And Atalanta hasn't been the same scoring-wise. And this is a team that lit up a lot of teams last year since they lost Papu Gomez. He's with Sevilla right now after having some problems with his manager. They got rid of him. So, and this team hasn't really been the same since. So maybe a drop-off for that team this year. So I'll stay under the total. It's sitting around 3-plus money.
They're normally an over team in Serie A, right? Atalanta.
Atalanta?
Yeah, it's great.
They are, but they're not really scoring right now.
I noticed that, exactly.
So he was a big midfielder. He was a big part of the team and fueled that team.
Carmine Bianco, enjoy the game tonight, although we are on different sides, but you can afford to lose. You can afford it. Go Raiders.
Thanks, God bless Carmine. You guys.
Great to have you back. Yeah, we'll catch up next week. I want to talk some MLS with you and those big Wednesday night cards. Thanks, Carmine.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Don't forget to follow the network on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Stay caught up to date all day long with what's going on in the world of sports, the network, best bets, odds, moves, and everything else in between. So speaking of best bets, Cam, let's get into it. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Rays to beat the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm going to take the St. Louis Cardinals to beat the New York Mets. Man, I'm just a bad guy coming after Cam's team. It's coming after Johnny Rose beef right now. Sorry. Give me the Rays. Give me the Cardinals. And give me the Mets and the Cardinals under 8 runs. What do you got, Cam?
Yeah, that Cardinal game should go under. But Francisco Lindor, God, 3 home runs last night. That was a brilliant performance. I'm with you, Gabe. I like the Cardinals with Wainwright and Hill. It's a straight-up pick'em on FanDuel. And I like the Blue Jays with Manoah, $1.36 to keep the hot train rolling against Mr. McHugh.
I'm looking at my account right now, and I have less than I thought. So I'm just wondering, All right, what was the play that I put in last night that I forgot? And already there it is.
No, futures.
I bet futures. I took the New England Patriots. It was 3.5 last night, Cam, and I said, you know what? It's too light. It's going to go up, and I'm going to buy the half point and make it 3 because I believe it's going to go up. So I put I put 250 on that. That's right. I put 250 on that. And there's, from what I understand, there's like 5.5 popping up right now. without football game. Yeah.
Wow. That's a good.
Yeah, Skull in Michigan.
I jumped on a couple as well. And Tennessee, I was on Arizona. If you can get it, was 6.5, and now it's down to 5.5. There's no, like, Seattle, everyone's going to bet them. Watch out. I wouldn't lay 6.5 with Seattle. That line will go down, Gabe. Tennessee's going to show up next week. And I also think, what else is the other game? Atlanta, I took. Very small play at +12.5 against, who was it? The Bucks.
But I'm really mad like at myself. Tennessee play. Because I knew last night when I saw the 3 for the San Francisco 49ers that that wasn't going to stay. Now that's 3.5. Son of a!
Winning Edge benefit number 27. Not having to explain to your wife why you lost.
Sweet.
You're listening to the trusted source for gaming odds and...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.